from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's going to be a referendum just about on whether or not you want the guy back in 2025.
Because you actually do have a choice in this particular case. You don't have to say the team is committed to them.
And no one's minds have been made up. Every insider around the team says Wilson's not getting a new deal before the season starts, and Fields isn't getting a new deal before the season starts. So not only are we watching these games to see how the Steelers do this year, but also how they handle the quarterback position moving forward, which is why this list I was given is so interesting to me. Four quarterbacks who could be the Steelers' starting quarterback in 2025 who aren't on the roster right now. Four unique names. I want you to tell me of these four, Chris, which one you think is the most likely, and then I'm going to ask Donnie which one of the four he thinks is the most exciting from the list.
I'm ready, Pony. Ready to play this game.
Daniel Jones, Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Shedeur Sanders.
Most likely
for you.
Most exciting
will be Donnie's.
Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Shedeur Sanders,
Daniel
Jones. I think most likely is Dak Prescott, because I think they liked Dak Prescott back in 2016 when
he
got drafted, and that they might have actually drafted him, but for some disagreement within that front office, that would be disagreement.
Because of off-the-field stuff with Dak back then at Mississippi State.
Yeah. Well, I think he had like a DUI situation that was up in the air.
Yep.
He has been nothing but a good citizen since, and like one of the most marketable pitchmen in the league, like cuts a very clean profile as a face of the franchise, extremely clean, really. So I would think those concerns would have been well assuaged by this point.
But he's not been a big game player, and
no,
he is
not
going to be a very, very, very expensive
$60 million
player.
Man.
Maybe.
I mean, if Jared Goff got, what, 53?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
He's going to be up in that 57, 58 range, I bet. I actually think that if they don't sign either one of these guys and they don't bring them back, I think Dak actually is the most likely, because you say he's not a big game player, you're right, but I think most NFL teams would continue to take the chance on having a non-big game player turn into one eventually. Kirk Cousins sure as hell isn't a big game player. My God.
Do you know how many playoff wins he has?
One. Against?
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie?
Now you get most exciting, big guy.
It's the same guy. It's Dak.
Oh!
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just below, like, the league's elite. I think he's a very, very good player. Now,
and if you think you put him with this defense, he can potentially do even better than he has in Dallas to this point?
I don't know if the numbers will look better. I mean, because he has an outstanding receiver with him right now. I mean, up until the final week of the regular season last year, he was a legitimate MVP candidate.
He finished second in the MVP voting.
Yeah, I mean, and he's had some very, very good seasons. 2021, he was great. His rookie year, he was great. 2019, he was great. And even in the years where he wasn't great, he was still good.
He got the runs against the Packers. I mean, he was god-awful in that game.
Yeah, he's been bad in big games. But compared to the names you just put out there, Cousins, who, you know, I'm a Kirk Cousins guy, he has one playoff win.
I wouldn't admit that publicly too often.
I say it all the time. He has one playoff win in his career. Daniel Jones has, I mean, he has a playoff win under his belt. But
against Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he has completely seemed to crater. And I don't think Sanders is somebody you should be hitching your wagons to at all.
I thought you would say Sanders is the most exciting solely for the carnival sideshow value of Dion being here, and it would be.
I think Sanders is the most likely
insane
from that group. And here's partially why I say that.
You think the Pittsburgh Steelers would want to deal with that?
Well, hold on a second. Here's where I think. Well, it is by the way, it's a whole new era of Steelers football. This is not the 1990s anymore. It's not even the mid 2000s. There's all this talk, and I don't put it past him. There's all this talk about how Dion is going to try to pull an Archie Manning and try to get his kid to a desirable team.
You're missing
in the draft.
Something about that. He's already said he doesn't want his kid playing where it's cold.
We've had some very mild winters.
He doesn't want him in a northern city. Pittsburgh is a northern city.
Who reported this?
It's out there.
It's out there? It's just out in the
Dion steering thing is out there that he wants to avoid a cold weather outdoor city. In fact, it's more likely to me that the Steelers
are we still a cold weather city?
Yes. That the Steelers have
You talk about global warming all the time, Chris. You don't think that's
when do I talk about it all the time?
You know all about it. You're a global.
What was the temperature when Kenny Pickett beat the Raiders here? A couple days after Franco passed.
It was in the negative degrees.
Now is that cold or is that warm? Are we in Mumbai here or are we still in Pittsburgh? It was like 32 degrees down in West Virginia somewhere last night.
So then he wouldn't go to Kansas City because they get snow on the ground.
He probably wouldn't go to Kansas City because Patrick Mahomes is the
quarterback. No, but I'm just saying that would disqualify them
in the event
Mahomes retired from football.
Yes, I think it is more likely that Shedeur Sanders is the Cowboys quarterback and Dak is here. Because I think Dion wants him to go to Dallas. I think he wants him in Big D.
Then you think Jerry Jones would want this too? Well, apparently, he doesn't. No, I mean,
yeah, Jerry Jones would
just
shy away from getting a very high profile player
here because he clearly has not given Dak the contract that he wants. I think that there's hurt feelings there. I do think that relationship has run its course.
I think Dion would love to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys and coach his kid. I honest to God believe that. And you know what, Dion? I don't know if he would be a good pro coach. We know the guy hates recruiting. I bet you he would much rather just try to recruit or coach a team of professionals. He doesn't have to give speeches about Louis Vuitton luggage that he's bringing in. I actually believe Sanders wants to coach his kid on the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, great. I mean, they're already a clown show in terms of what they've done compared to the relative coverage and amount of time that's spent BSing about that team. Mm-hmm. It'll get even worse if that's the combination they go with next year.
Guarantee you ESPN and every outlet is hoping for
it. Oh, my God. Yeah.
By the way, here's one thing about Dak that's interesting, just when you break down his splits, because I was curious about this. You say he's not a big-game quarterback. Winning big games often means going on the road in the playoffs to win them.
Mm-hmm.
Much better player, maybe not surprising to anybody here, much better numbers in a dome or, like, you know, retractable roof setting, because I guess technically they would call Dallas a retractable. I don't know why.
When is it open?
I know, I'm just saying the majority of his games show up on Pro Football Reference as retractable roof, but his passer rating is well over 100 in both of those. He's not nearly as effective of a player when he's outside.
That Sanders thing about how he wants warm weather, if that's true, that's an admission that his son is not equipped to play in cold weather places, and I'm shocked that Dion would have that opinion of his kid.
I mean, he's in Boulder right now, and the kid's playing there.
But that's what I don't. I know. You're Deion Sanders. You're one of the most braggadocious, cocky athletes in the history of football, and you're concerned about the weather your son plays in?
Don't you think it is probably easier to play quarterback in better weather?
No, I think it is, but like it's a tell. It's you're telling on yourself when you say that. Like I don't want my kid to go to a place like New England or Buffalo or Baltimore or Cincinnati or Cleveland because of the weather there. I don't know. I would just think he would be like, my kid's the best quarterback in the world. He can play anywhere. I just want him to go to a stable organization and with the right coach. That's what I would think from him. But
Deion Sanders, this is in March, says his son and Travis Hunter won't play for random certain NFL teams. Quote, it's going to be an Eli. So now he's Hunter too.
I'm just saying this is not a random NFL team. And I think if Mike Tomlin was interested in Shedeur Sanders, I think he would be 100% on board with him playing here.
He did say the Eagles would be a good fit, I guess.
Right. So where are you ascribing this cold weather quote?
I've seen it. I just have to go back and
he said it with.
Wait a minute.
With Mad Dog.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you at least had it.
Man,
without,
I'm stunned he'd go on
without
with
you
Mad Dog,
giving
by the way.
Without you giving though. The source, Pony sounded like he believed you more than he ever believed me. Now, you had the source, and thank you.
If Donnie just said he said it, I would be like, oh, okay, I mean, I'm still waiting for you guys to tell me where it was said.
He said he hopes his son is selected by a team located in a warm weather city.
But then the Philadelphia thing seems to contradict that, no?
Philadelphia is warmer than Pittsburgh.
Oh, considerably.
It is. It's always been. Go look at the Köppen climate classification.
You're right. That Bucks-Eagles NFC championship game there was just played in balmy conditions back in 03, in January of 03. That was
10 degrees can make a difference. He likes Atlanta for his kids, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Not surprising.
I knew you heard that.
Time to go all access with Aditi, brought to you by Bet365. The NFL on CBS award-winning reporter based here in Pittsburgh. She will have Steelers Broncos in week two. Bo Nix has been named Denver starting quarterback. That from Sean Payton today. That means the Steelers are now one of two teams, Aditi. The Patriots and Steelers are the only two teams that have not named a starting quarterback for week one. I don't really care about New England. Why do you think that is with the Steelers?
I mean, is it really that up in the air? It feels like Mike Tomlin has repeatedly said he's in the pole position. Russell Wilson is in pole position. He's repeatedly made a point of saying, look who's first on the depth chart. Does it really?
It seems up in the air nationally. It seems up in the air nationally, but it seems very settled locally, depending on, you know, what perspective you're getting. So why do you think nationally it seems like more people are leaving this like the door is ajar?
Because I think more people nationally view Russell Wilson and Russell Wilson's last two or three years a certain way that is different than how people here view Russell Wilson's potential in this Arthur Smith offense.
Like, for example, Mike Garofalo last night on NFL Network said Russell Wilson, this is reporting, not opinion, he said he needs to show Steelers he deserves starting job, won't get it by default, talking about Saturday's game against Detroit. So I'm with you, Aditi. Like, I think it's an open shut case, and I think it has been since the second Russell Wilson got here. I think they promised him the starting job.
I mean,
yeah.
You know what I found very interesting is that Arthur Smith this week said that he feels like he didn't give Russell Wilson. Now, no quarterback is given a full arsenal of offense to work with. No play caller right now gets to actually unveil everything they're doing, whether it's the Browns' Kevin Stefanski or the Vikings' Kevin O'Connell, how offensive, or the Ravens' Todd Monken. You know, the Browns have really augmented their passing game. The Ravens have really added a ton to what they are doing offensively. No one's shown any of it yet. So nobody is actually getting to pull every trick out of the bag, or even every play out of the bag. I thought it was interesting that Arthur Smith went out of his way this past week to say, hey, I may have called a few more things for Justin Fields. He may have had a few more opportunities I called and in this offense than Russell Wilson did. And it was, again, I mean, this is what coaches are looking for in preseason performance is not the same exact thing that fans are looking for in preseason performance.
Speaking of preseason,
for the coaches, I'm going to keep going. For the coaches, guys, it's about how the huddle is operated, how the play calling is operated, how the snap count, the cadence, how those things are managed. It's not so much, does this go for a 4-yard gain or a 6-yard gain?
Malzi,
we good? Okay, I was going to ask about preseason performance with the offensive line because it has been spotty, to say the least. Do you think that that one maybe transcends what they're looking for and that the coaches would just say, this is kind of scary for the Steelers right now?
I mean, I'm sure it is, but I think that, again, the preseason is so disjointed. We don't see every starter playing the same way next to every guy. I was just talking about this earlier today, in fact, that the whole nature of the preseason has changed so much in the last whatever decade that this isn't so much of an anomaly. I'll bring the Browns up simply because I'm their preseason sideline reporter. They haven't started their start yet. They don't even know who's going to play tackle of those. Is it alarming? Sure, you'd rather have Al and DeCastro and Pouncey and the line that you knew would be there and through thick or thin had been through all that. This is just par for the course, though.
Aditi, we were talking before he brought you on. Former NFL front office man, a list of quarterbacks who are not on the Steelers roster who could potentially be their starting quarterback next year because neither one of the current guys have a contract beyond this year. And these are the four names he came up with: Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins, Daniel Jones, Sidor Sanders. Which one, hypothetically, would interest you the most?
Uh-oh. We might have a frozen screen.
I think we
situation.
Got a frozen one here, Don.
Yeah, Didi hasn't like moved an inch on the screen that we have in here, so I think we've got a frozen. We might have to go. It's just literally not a hair has moved. I think we definitely have a frozen situation.
We had
here.
This a couple of weeks ago too. We might have to go back to the old fashioned phone scenario with her. We're gonna keep it going here, Donnie? All right. Now I hear her again.
Wait, now hold on.
Now she's been brought back to life.
I'll tell you what, you know, you think about the internet.
On the phone or is she back on video?
Back on the phone, I believe.
Aditi, you're on phone?
Yeah, hold on. Here we go.
I am.
Here we go.
Did you even,
hey,
get,
guys,
the, did you even get the question from me or no?
I didn't. It was something about quarterbacks, and then VMix, your system booted me.
Former NFL front office man.
I didn't even say a bad word.
Former NFL front office man gave four potential starting Steelers quarterbacks for 2025 if Wilson Fields don't work out because they are on one-year deals. And these are the four names he came up with. Dak, Kirk Cousins, Daniel Jones, Sidor Sanders. Who would interest you the most from that group?
Can I say none?
Well, what do you do if those two guys don't pan out, Aditi?
You have to go back to the drawing board. Why, you know, why is it that somebody else is, again, not that it's not true. Sometimes certain people just need a new environment, a new place, a new opportunity.
Look at Baker Mayfield in Tampa last year as an example of that.
For sure. But you know what? The Browns were absolutely wanting to move forward with Baker. But then there was a decision made by the highest of high that Deshaun Watson would be an improvement. Kevin Stefanski fully felt that he could win with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield won a playoff game on the road. Baker Mayfield was not someone who had not had any success. Here in Pittsburgh right now, you have two quarterbacks that teams have moved on from. One quarterback, Seattle moved on from, and then Denver moved on from. The other quarterback, Chicago moved on from. You are now naming quarterbacks, perhaps with the exception of Dak, but even if it is Dak, should these quarterbacks be available, we all know how hard it is to find a franchise quarterback. We all know how elusive it is to find that quarterback that you feel elevates your team and helps you win. If another team is so willing to move on from someone, why do you suddenly think, okay, this is the best answer?
Because you don't have any other options?
I mean, there are always there are options. Then maybe perhaps you have to grow and develop one. Then maybe you need to go and get one in the draft.
Well, that's why Sanders' name came up.
I think they're still, let's see how this year goes.
Well, that's the other problem with them in the draft, Aditi, is I agree with you that generally speaking, your best chance is to draft one and develop them on your own. But in probably, I would say, the considerable majority of cases, you have to be picking near the top of the draft, which the Steelers are just generally allergic to doing. And I don't know if they'd have the capital to trade up if they had to get one guy who was in, like, the top seven picks.
Sure. I mean, but maybe you have to. Or maybe, you know, here we are. We're talking about a year from now. We still don't know. The Steelers have a really actually functional offense. I just spoke to someone on the team, in fact, who is raving about the potential of this offense. We haven't seen it yet. But again, I made that point earlier that no one's showing anything in the preseason. But if the players are excited about this offense, they're excited about the game planning, they're excited about the play caller and what all is there, that's something. Maybe everybody's going to surprise us. Maybe you will find a Geno Smith out of a Russell Wilson. Maybe he will just find I'm not saying this at all facetiously. Obviously, the Steelers believe this. Obviously, Mike Tomlin believed this when he promised him the starting job and signing him, that he believes there's still significant life and winning to Russell Wilson.
Well, I will make a bold prediction now. I think one of their two quarterbacks will be their quarterback next year. I think one of the two guys will work out. I don't think we'll have to go to
not Kyle Allen. You think it's Russell Wilson,
yes,
or Justin Fields?
John Reese Plumley.
I don't think we're going to go to the Daniel Jones or Mac Jones. Well, someone texted that in Mac Jones.
Which is the more depressing
available
well to go to, Mac or Daniel?
Mac Jones for sure. All right, Aditi, great stuff. Enjoy that late night in Seattle on Saturday, and we'll talk.
Thank you.
And we'll talk next week.
Sounds great.
Bye.
Take care.
Yeah, 10 o'clock Eastern for the Browns and Seahawks. Will you be staying up for that one, Malzi?
No, I won't. Actually,
I have shown amazing discipline. I've not bet on a single NFL preseason game.
1-800-GAMBLER.
But I did ask Donnie to give me a line on Chartiers, Houston, Jefferson, Morgan for Friday, so what the hell am I talking about? Did we get one?
No, all I got from our esteemed insider there was, I don't know, but bet the under.
Well, he needs to give me a total then, so I can bet the under with my friends.
Well, he's also not on that game, so.
Well, he covers, this is Joe Smeltzer from the Washington Observer, he covers all of Washington County football. He should be able to give me What? Because
is Jefferson Morgan right at the very bottom?
Well, it's
of
a Green County.
Green County,
I was
baby.
Just gonna say,
but they have a bit of a rivalry there. You throw the record books out the window when Chartiers Houston and Jefferson Morgan cross paths.
I mean, that would tell me close game.
I've never been through the town of Jefferson, Pennsylvania in my entire life.
Oh, man, you're missing out, Malzie. Let me tell you.
Mike White picking Chartiers Houston to finish last in his conference.
That seems disrespectful.
I think it's got to be bulletin board material. Bring me in there. Let me talk the boys up and say, you see this? You see this guy over here, Mike White?
I hear somebody Mike
fart,
talking to.
This curmudgeon.
Old fart.
Yeah, I name call like crazy. That's how you got to speak to these 15 or 16-year-olds. You got to
no,
get
you've
on their level.
You'd have to say Mike White is mid.
He's dog water.
That's another one, too, yeah.
Dottie football segment is called The Debrief, and it is brought to you by the Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. Take it away, Don.
The Debrief, August 21, 2024. One of the quarterbacks we talked about a little bit ago, Pony, Kirk Cousins' birthday the other day. I'm assuming you guys have seen this.
Oh, I have,
by
baby.
Now, his practice playlist
it is
on his birthday.
It's brutal.
It's a sight to behold, in my opinion.
It's so bad.
I think it's...
I beg to differ.
It's basically the Madden playlist from whatever year he was probably 16 years old.
It's incredible. It's, I think, a lot of Jimmy Eat Worlds and Fallout Boys.
Jimmy Eat World does kick it off with the middle. All-American Rejects on there a couple of times with Move Along and Dirty
Good
Little
Charlotte?
Secret.
He's got a pair of Good Charlotte songs
the
on
The Anthem
there.
And then Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I mean, two pretty good songs.
Come on, Malzie.
Two pretty
Why
good
are you
songs,
down on
Malzie.
This? The guy shops at Kohl's. He takes, like, Target luggage to friggin' training camp, even though he's worth $500 million.
I was going to say, why is he listening to Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? The jackass they're talking about here is basically you.
Doesn't he have a song that goes, Good Charlotte has a song that says, girls don't like boys, they like cars and money?
Yes.
Did that one make it?
Is that Good Charlotte?
I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
No, that was not on here. It was only the two. He has two killer
Isn't
songs.
Isn't one of the Good Charlotte singers married to, like, Nicole Richie or something?
He used to be, yeah. How about the one that says, by the Killers, are we human or are we panther? Did
no.
that one make the list?
Do you think that Nicole Richie's...
The all-time white person anthem, Mr. Brightside, made it, and then somebody told me made it.
Oh, jeez.
You don't like any of these songs? I think they're tremendous.
I mean, Mr. Brightside's been just beaten into oblivion with a mallet.
I have to agree with Malzie there.
Somebody I've seen the Killers in concert three times, and I've enjoyed them every time.
Their best song is When You Were Young, by far.
It's up there.
No, there's versions of that song that nearly are, like, bringing me to tears. They're so
the
nice.
The Killers have excellent...
piano.
It's an underrated band.
Mr. Brightside, same words in the first and second verse. He doesn't change anything. He emphasizes one syllable differently.
I have no issue with that.
He goes, coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. Second verse, coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine.
Yeah.
And that's the difference.
Yes.
That is the entire difference.
Simplicity, man.
Gotta be down because I want it
Don't
all.
Don't miss it.
You
Don't
put that on at some wedding.
Oh, put it on.
People love it. You know what
I
respect?
Put it on at a frat party, and it's like turning on a light for moths.
You know what I respect? I've actually seen this because a buddy of mine texted all of us about it because he was upset. A wedding that he was at had three rules when it came to music, and I thought they were great. Or actually, maybe just two rules. One of them was no line dance songs, which I love. Number two was no Mr. Brightside. I applaud that person.
And what was rule three?
Was.
Drink your face off?
Well, I think there were only just
rules.
Two.
Oh.
I applaud that person. Shockingly, no Creed on this list. He does have Three Doors Down. He had Kryptonite on there.
How about Stained?
No, that's another stunner.
Has he ever...
How about Limp Bizkit?
No Nickelback either.
Has he ever listened to a song by these bands that just wasn't like a radio pop song? Like, has he ever listened to an album cut in his entire
life?
Yeah,
but it was for practice, so he had to try to get the guys
some of the
hyped up,
okay.
Malzie.
Some of the best songs for practice, like hype songs, aren't really radio songs. I don't remember until I randomly heard it in a commercial hearing, like, Ghostface Killa the Champ. That song's incredible.
That's not Kirk Cousins' speed, Chris. Come on now.
You know, yes, I'm aware.
You know he was one of these guys, too, because he's, like, such in dad mode. Like, he's got to be, like, the ultimate, like, dad NFL quarterback. Like, where he shops, what he wears. Like, he probably rolls into the facility wearing, like, the white New Balances, the Dad 12s. And, like, there's definitely a song or two that played the other day. He's like, Oh, man, you know what? You weren't even alive when this song came out.
Somebody says, like, hey, call me a trainer over here, something like that. When, like, a guy's hurt, he says it to Kirk. He goes, you're a trainer over here.
I like this guy. They also, for his birthday, he just had a water park day. They just, after they listened to the music, they just called off practice and they just went to a water park.
I don't know, man. He's such a cornball.
If somebody played this at practice, I'd be all over it.
You think he's cornier than Russ?
Yes, actually.
Jeez.
Yes.
I disagree with that.
Well, then he'd fit in perfect here. Once Michael Penix takes over, Kirk Cousins, come on down.
At the end of the day, he's annoying.
Breaking news out of Cleveland. Deshaun Watson, arm soreness.
Didn't he just have arm surgery this offseason?
Well, that's why his season ended last year, no? Jameis Winston in the on-deck circle.
I want a whole season of chaotic Jameis Winston for the Browns. I would imagine, though, Pony, you feel like Winston makes the Browns better player at this point.
Mm. Pony, by the way, yes? Well, I'll let you finish your thought here.
No, I mean, I think Jameis Winston is just a ton of fun. I don't think it'll translate to wins at this point, though.
Famous Jameis!
In New Orleans, it didn't work. He's just a fun, fun, fun backup.
Your obsession, he's the Rebecca Black of backups. Fun, 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 fun. Your obsession with him feels like an eternity ago. Do you remember how long that went on, Donnie?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we play that famous Jameis clip twice a show at least,
maybe
more. That
was also lost to
the abyss.
Yeah, now we'll just have to settle for the Ayuks of our lives. Your final thought, Don?
The line has been set by our pal Joe Smeltzer.
For Chartiers, Houston, Jefferson Morgan?
He's saying JM minus 10.
Come on, Buccaneers. Keep it in single digits. You're at home.
I'm laying 10.
He added, Char Houston was winless last season.
I understand that, and I heard that there was only 19 kids on the team.
Jeez, dude.
Man,
How do you even field a team like that?
It is pretty crazy. Like how some of the smaller schools.
These single A schools, man.
I like to get some jogging in at Brentwood over the summer. Like they had their camp started last week before school started. They had just enough for both sides. Like roughly like 22 to 24 guys. They had very few guys like standing around.
Oh, I feel like that's dangerous at the end of the day.
I mean,
you think? Of course it is, dude.
Yes, but like, what else can they do?
No,
is the issue.
Fair.
Play 7-on-7. Wasn't that suggested for some of these single A schools?
That seems like it might be a better idea.
But the linemen still have to do something.
Or you've got to just merge the schools.
I'm telling you right now, look out for this team. What am I talking about? Actually, they went winless. No, I got to motivate these guys. This is my squad. What's Montour pick to do this year?
I think like pretty solid. Like, I wouldn't say, like, they're going to win the Whippeel, but I think they have a pretty solid
squad. How about Greensburg-Salem?
Squad.
What have they got in store for us this season, Don?
They're back in a much more favorable conference. I think they'll win,
playoff
like, right around 4 or 5.
Can they sneak in?
I think they could because the conference is definitely easier than what they've dealt with.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.